In 1954, singer Helen Merrill recorded an album with an orchestra featuring jazz trumpeter Clifford Brown. Brown died in a car crash 2 years later when he was 25. Last year, Merrill recorded a tribute to Brown featuring four guest trumpeters, Roy Hargrove, Tom Harrell, Wallace Roney, and Lou Soloff. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's pretty good.
The things he played are with us now, and they'll endure should time allow. Oh yes, I remember Clifford. I always seem to hear him play somehow.
Helen Merrill with Kenny Barron on piano and Roy Hargrove on trumpet. Although Clifford Brown died in 1956, some musicians who knew him, like Max Roach, Sonny Rollins, and Helen Merrill, still speak of Brown with deep affection and a lingering sense of loss. By all accounts, he was a terrific guy as well as a great musician. So it makes sense that Merrill would record a tribute to him, even at this late date. Her album, Brownie, is mostly made up of songs the trumpeter recorded during his short career in the early 50s.
The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely.
Rufus Reed is the bass player, and the trumpeter there is Tom Harrell. The current craze in jazz recording for bringing in guest stars to play on a few tracks is getting out of hand. At worst, it's like those old Hollywood Bible epics where they'd hire John Wayne to play a centurion and have him deliver one line during the crucifixion scene so the studio could put his name on the posters. The guest trumpeters on Helen Merrill's tribute album all owe something to Clifford Brown, and their individual contributions are good. But someone decided that on a few tunes, all four trumpeters should play transcriptions of Brown's solos in unison. Now, the trumpet is a tough instrument, technically, and four of them trying to play together in tune may sound pretty sour. The end result can be pure kitsch. Not that kitsch isn't entertaining. Overall, what makes this tribute to Clifford Brown work isn't that parade of horn players, but Helen Merrill. Her deadpan vocal delivery gives a melancholy air to this recital that fits the concept. The feeling Merrill conveys makes up for the occasional flaws. It's not perfect, but it's a worthy tribute.
I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be singing. I'll be
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Helen Merrill's album, Brownie, homage to Clifford Brown, on the Verve label.